Now, a lot of runners were looking forward to competitive races this year and all the stuff that goes along with them, the competition, the spectators, and the swag bag, t-shirt, belt buckle, or whatever it is that you get to celebrate that particular accomplishment. But with many races canceled, runners have challenged their energy into a different kind of competition, a solo one, with no race-provided snacks, water stations, or participation t-shirts or cheering crowds. Talking about something called an FKT, or fastest known time. Our next guests are Wisconsin runners who have pursued these records on scenic trails here in the state. Annie Weiss is a Milwaukee-based ultra runner and registered dietitian. She currently holds the FKT record for the 1,200-mile Ice Age Trail and the Wisconsin section of the North Country Trail. Annie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
And Nora Bird is an ultra runner based in Madison. She's a member of the Suunto Elite Team for 2020 and the owner of Team Bird Training, where she coaches other runners. She currently holds the FKT record for the Military Ridge State Trail, about 40 miles. Nora, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to ask each of you, what motivated you into seeking these fastest known time records? Annie, let's start with you.
Sure. So for me, fastest known times really kind of sparked my interest when racing in a competitive scene was always with my friends who are peak competitors that have become my friends. And I wanted to start racing in a different way. So I decided it was time to start racing against a clock or racing against myself. So that's where FKTs a couple of years back became an interest to me. And it just so happens that the way this year or the way 2020 is going with COVID, it's actually worked to my advantage. So because there's no races. So it's been really great to have that motivation and have FKTs available to do.
And Nora, what got you into this?
Yeah, I'm a little bit newer on the FKT scene, but similar. I really enjoy running alone. I have a few people that I run with regularly, but it's kind of really about racing yourself and kind of cheering for your peers and really pushing yourself in a time like this.
Annie, tell us how this works. It's kind of an unofficial thing. How do you pick a route? How do you measure it? How do you share it with others?
So a lot of the trails in Wisconsin, the three that, you know, the two I've done and the one Nora has done are actually measured trails that people have previously done themselves. And there's an FKT website or essentially people in charge where you would submit your FKT route. So once you do that, then your route is essentially quote unquote official, and with navigational tools, GPS type things, you're able to go out and attempt to break the previous record holders, records. So that's really kind of how it works. And the planning process with deciding on a route is it has to be a justified, clear route. You can't just, you know, decide I'm going to run, you know, 92nd Street and that's going to be my FKT. It has to be something that is actually a point to point or a loop type of trail or road that you've submitted, and it makes sense to the FKT, to the people in charge.
Now, Nora, when I think of a big, long race, an official one, there's people maybe handing out water and things like that along the way, or an energy bar or whatever people are eating as they run. You don't have that if you're doing it on your own. How do you deal with the supply issue?
Yeah, so within an FKT, there's generally three different categories. You have supported, where you can get outside support who could set up something for you, where you have food and drinks and things like that. You have self-supported, where you can get things along the way, but you're not getting outside help. And then there's unsupported, where you do have to carry all of your water and food, which is the type that I set on the Military Ridge Trail for 40 miles. That wasn't a big deal. There was a little uncertainty because with COVID, a lot of the drinking fountains were not turned on. Thankfully, it was for me. I also have a little bit of things going on. I don't drink a lot of water when I run. So even I was prepared for them to be off
We're talking to Annie Weiss and Nora Bird. They are long distance runners, and they've been running fastest known time runs on trails around the state. Annie, now you've done a multi-day one. You just finished one, I think, this week, right, on the North Country Trail. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I finished at 1 a.m. So I got back to Milwaukee at 9 a.m. this morning. So it, I actually went out so this past Sunday to start on the Superior Hiking Trail, which is in Minnesota. And after 50 miles there, I just, my heart wasn't there. It wasn't for me. It's extremely challenging trail. And so I said, you know what? This is, let's make 2020 what 2020 has been, and just shift our entire focus. And my crew, we had a couple options, and we said, well, North Country Trail is 2 hours away. It's an already registered FKT, which starts at the southern end of the end of the Superior Hiking Trail where Minnesota and Wisconsin cross. And you run from the border of Minnesota, Wisconsin, all the way to the border of Wisconsin and Michigan for 211 miles. So it was a quick switch, but yeah, it was pretty great. So now it's just a bit of R&R today.
Yeah, I think you've earned it. Now, Nora, yeah. you too and people like you are running on really scenic trails. Do you feel like you get to appreciate the scenery as you're doing what a lot of people, or I'll speak for myself, what I would consider a pretty grueling run?
Yeah, for sure. I did mine at the beginning of August, so I got it kind of in peak summer. And I don't generally run that trail, and I have definitely never run from Dodgeville to Mount Horeb. So that was a new section for me. And most people who probably know that, you know, the western part of the state is a little bit more filled with bluff and a little bit more landscape. So that was really beautiful to see. And I'm really glad that I was kind of out there by myself to experience it.
Annie, what kind of training goes into doing these big runs by yourself?
So there's two different schools of thought. For the FKT I set on the Ice Age Trail, my training was actually very, you know, long training days and very slow miles. So what we would refer to that is time on feet. And for what was supposed to be the Superior Hiking Trail turned into the North Country Trail, it was actually much significantly shorter miles with much more speed involved. So two different schools of thought, and both of them work really well. But, you know, I run 6 days a week, and I take rest days, and I'll be taking quite a few rest days now. So it's a lot of recovery time, and it's a lot of very focused training, you know, for an hour or two, or I think my longest run to leading up to the North Country Trail was 3.5 hours. So it just, it kind of varies on what you're deciding to do.
And Nora, how do you work up to a 40-mile run on, say, the Military Ridge State Trail? What did you do in the lead up?
Well, I sort of decided at the last minute that I was going to do this FKT. So we had that sort of cooler snap in that first week of August, and I decided that would be a really good time. Being an ultra runner, we are generally putting in a lot of miles. You know, personally, a normal week is like 60 to 65 miles. So a 40 mile run really isn't out of the question. So it was just kind of, do I really want to run straight and flat for 40 miles?
Yep.
Now I want to ask, some people like me are not, this is going to shock our producers here, I'm not an ultra runner. Can you give me some motivation, Annie, to, you know, maybe not do one of these FKTs for a great distance, but to, you know, push my limits a little bit?
Well, and, you know, I talk to so many people about the same thing so often, because so many people think, well, I could never do that. How do you do that? I was never a runner. I, you know, through high school and college, I thought running was really stupid. And I thought people who ran were like, what are you doing? That's crazy. And so, you know, of course, then I go for a 20-minute run and then a 30-minute run. And all of a sudden you do a half marathon and a marathon. And it just, it slowly built itself over, you know, 5-6 years. And then all of a sudden you just, you know, you build that endurance so slowly. So it's really kind of saying like, well, I'd like to challenge myself with, you know, a 5K or a 10K, and to not, you know, overwhelm yourself with well, I really want to do a marathon or an ultra, because that's kind of that's a scary thing if you're not a runner. So to start small and work your way up, you know, I personally think that works really well, and you can find joy, whether it's on road running or trail running, or maybe it's just hiking and walking, whatever it might be, but to just challenge yourself with something new and be able to get out in Wisconsin, because we have a really cool state with a lot of cool trails.
Well, I want to ask each of you what your next challenge is going to be when it comes to running. Let's start with you, Nora. What do you have your eye on next?
It's so hard to tell right now because everything is getting canceled. So, you know, I mean, we've had a lot of stuff canceled personally, but I attempted not this past winter, but in 2018 to set the FKT across Wisconsin in February. And I got halted by that really, really bad ice storm that came through. So I made it 138 miles out of the 175. So I think that's on my list to actually establish.
Wow. And Annie, how about you?
For me, there's a handful of trails that we've been looking at. The top of the list is the Florida Trail, which runs 1,200 miles or so. There's the Arizona Trail, which runs 800, but with all the fires, that was what originally we were supposed to be doing in October. And then now, of course, there is the Upper Michigan, the UP, North Country Trail segment, which I think spans about 450 miles. So all possible, but you know, this time of year with snow and hunting season, you know, you kind of have to be careful in our state and the surrounding area. So we'll look to spring for something for sure.
All right. Annie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
And Nora, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Annie Weiss is a Milwaukee-based ultra runner and registered dietitian, and Nora Bird is an ultra runner based in Madison. They have both run fastest known times for scenic trails in Wisconsin.